What's up, everyone? Welcome to Inside Out Podcast. I'm your host, Yamoria Wright. The intention of this podcast is for you to enrich your life with behind-the-scenes interviews from entrepreneurs and thought leaders who are ready to keep it real about their journey thus far and what making an impact looks like to them from the inside out. Enjoy. Hey, y'all. I am so excited to share this very special episode of Inside Out Podcast. This is a bonus episode featuring some of the most beloved moments to me that I have really taken away from my interviews with the first five guests, Andrea Berdeaux, Summer Dawn Reyes, Christine Garmendiz, and some highlights from the first episode featuring my story. I hope you enjoy, take notes, press rewind, replay, do what you need, but these are some highlights for you to meditate on and to take with you wherever you are in your journey.
You are divine. You are goddesses. You are the embodiment of the source where we all come from, whether you're a mother or not, or you choose to do that or not. We are the ultimate creators, and take pride in that and take comfort in that. You can have any life or any kind of life that you want, and you have the ability and the power to create it. You just have to believe in it, and you have to set firm boundaries, and you have to take action to get what you want, regardless of who is trying to tell you whether or not it's possible. It is possible. It's a really beautiful feeling to be presented with the same scenario that has triggered you, like intensely triggered you, and made you really emotional, to be in that same scenario and just get to sit there and just watch it, observe it, and see what's happening and be conscious of what's happening, but not give in to the emotional pull. That right there is one of the greatest feelings in the world. Like, that is power. That is control. And I think that's what a lot of people are trying to achieve, but they don't know how to get there. They don't know the steps to take. You can have that power and that control and that freedom.
Really use the time that you have, no matter what your circumstances are, especially during this pandemic, to reflect on who you really are and also your relationships with other people. Not just the people who are close in your life, but with society, with different groups. You know, if there's a group you don't feel connected to, why is that, right? And knowing that you can both bond over your humanness, how can you use that to deepen your understanding of yourself and of others? Hopefully that can be a rewarding thought journey.
So I've like been talking to someone who's a Reiki master. Like, the questions that they ask is like, I'm like, damn, I never really think about these things. And it's the questions that have to do with unraveling a lot of past, like, family trauma. And then how do you deal with what she's like, basically asking me in like different forms of questions. How do you plan to stop the trauma from here? Like, how do you try to grow from what it is that you went through, you know, growing up with Caribbean parents or being in these kind of societies and communities that you've been a part of, whether they were good or bad. So talking to somebody who's specialized in keeping like a sacred community. So never be afraid to, you know, seek out help for yourself. I know a lot of people go to like therapy and stuff like that. For me, I'm like, I don't know if I'm there yet to do that, but definitely talking to my Reiki master.
That's a form of therapy for sure. Yeah.
Helps a lot.
That's therapy.
Yeah. I think it's just, yeah, I think people just kind of have to like see what's
exactly
right for them.
Exactly. Don't be a victim to the things that have happened to you. You are a survivor. If you are here and you are listening to this, I believe in you. I believe that you are a survivor. I believe that you can get through whatever you're going through and that you don't need to hide or run. Use the moments of silence. Use the moments of nakedness to explore those vulnerable parts of you. Who am I? And I believe that on the other side of it, you will find victory. What you need in order to be able to sustain a healthy life, because you can sustain a life without dealing, trust, okay? But a healthy life is to deal with those things that are hiding in the shadows and not run from the pain and the trauma, run towards it. Call upon people, therapists, friends, support system, family. Call upon people to help you work through that. And then trust yourself that you have enough strength to get through it. And I know that there are times when you sit and you might cry or you might want to scream. Work through that. If you're listening to this message, listen, this is how you know I grew up in church. If you listen to this sermon, it's for you. But for reals, you can be truly free and you can truly find the people and cultivate and create the life that you deserve. The life that is full of love, the life that is full of healing, the life that is full of people who, if you feel like you're about to break, that you can call or send a voice memo to or whatever it is that will help you and that will hold you.
Being yourself is the best thing you could possibly be. Own it as well. Like, don't stop creating. If you feel like you have a really good idea, just do it. Like, the worst thing that can happen is it doesn't come out good. If that happens, then you come out with a really great lesson on what not to do and what to do when you have your next great idea. Everybody always wants to be a director or a producer. You know, you can be a director and producer, but there's also like really bad ones that are out there that don't really know what they're doing, or they're just not great at what they do. So if you're like a production assistant like me, or even an intern, like, don't ever take that as like a super low position, or don't see yourself as like, oh, I'm at the bottom of this like corporate ladder I have to climb. Every experience is a learning experience. Don't minimize yourself because you're an intern or because, you know, you're an amateur filmmaker. Like, don't even call yourself amateur. Like, call yourself a filmmaker. Call yourself the title that you know that you are. If you make videos and you post them on Instagram and you get like thousands of views and you don't have a production company, you better make a production company. Either name it after yourself or something that you love, and call yourself the CEO or call yourself the director of this production, because it's true. So don't be afraid of titles to give yourself, and don't be afraid of the titles that you have now. Don't minimize that, because there's so much power in it. Everything's a learning process. I know, like, everyone says life is short, but also don't rush things. Like, just be in the
Be in the beauty of it. Is that what you just said? Be in the beauty of it.
Yes, be in the beauty of it. Because when I did my internship, the whole time I'm like, damn, like, I'm tired. I got to do this. Got to do that. But I'm like, yeah, you got to really sit there and be like, look at where you are now, and just be proud of yourself. Because a couple of weeks ago, you weren't here.
You know, the universe will give you lessons, and you get a chance to learn your lesson, or they start sending you bigger and bigger lessons, bigger tests until you learn that lesson. And I think that I had an unwillingness to see how my reactionary behavior was detrimental to my growth and expansion. I was very reactionary. I was very much victim. I was very much, things are happening to me. People are doing things to me. People are out to get me. You know, a lot of us have victim mentalities, especially in this culture, but are unwilling to see it that way and to shift it. And that experience forced me to see how I was sort of living in a victim mentality and not taking responsibility for what I was contributing to the experiences that I was having. I think I want people to know that nothing in life that you're experiencing is an accident. Even when it seems really difficult or painful or dangerous or depressing, you know, I've suffered from depression. You know, I suffered from that for years. I'm not depressed anymore, but I know what it feels like to be chronically depressed. And so much of our suffering comes from resistance. It's resisting your true path and who you really are, and trying to live in something that's not authentic to who you are. And that's what all of your life lessons are teaching you. All of the experiences that you're having are just to guide you on the path that you're supposed to be on, that you're sort of like divinely linked to. And so if you can just surrender to the fact that what you're going through is meant to grow you and to expand you into your higher self, then that's really where you'll overcome and even dissipate so much of your suffering or discontentment with your life. Know that everything really does happen for a reason, and that reason is for you to reach your potential.
Hey, 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 before you go, this has been another episode of Inside Out Podcast. Be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcast or Google Podcast or follow on Spotify. Subscribe to my YouTube channel, Yahright Productions, for more digital and visual content coming your way soon. Follow Inside Out Podcast on Instagram and follow me, Ms. Right on Time, on the gram and Twitter. Thank you all for tuning in. I'm your host, Yamoria Wright. See it. Say it, spell it, and don't wear it out.